did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474, that's 241-DISH, and if you already have Dish, call us, and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Owens Corning, Roof Max, Wagner Sprayers, and Aero Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. What are you working on? Is it your deck, your patio, your porch? Are you working on some projects inside? Are you sprucing up the yard? Well, whatever's on your to-do list, we're here to help you create your best home ever. You can reach out with your questions, and we'll help you get those projects done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, as we approach the hottest days of summer, one of the keys to avoiding excessive heat and staying safe, cool, and comfortable in your home is to limit the amount of heat that actually gets into your house. So we're going to share a few surprisingly easy ways to do just that. And whether you have a green thumb or you need to hire out the job, creating a simple landscape plan is a great way to get started stepping up your outdoor space. We'll share tips on how you can plan a beautiful exterior for your home. And also ahead, did you know that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated? And very likely your home is as well. Spring's a good time to find out what you've got and what you need. We'll share how to do that project in just a bit. But first, we want to hear from you. We're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. So help yourself first. Reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Beth in Texas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I had four columns on the front of my house, and I live downtown in an old neighborhood that has beautiful 150-year-old oak trees. And I have these four columns, and I have the wood rots out from the those columns sit on concrete. Okay. And last time I had them fixed, which was about 10 years ago, they put like a plastic or some kind of a block that's the same size as the column. It's a barrier, kind of a moisture barrier, maybe, between the concrete and the pole. So then time passes, and here comes the rot again. And so I said, oh, my gosh. So I dug out the rot again. I went to Home Depot, and I got some of that product that, you know, you can fill in with.
Like a Bondo. You know,
right, right. It's some kind of it has wood in it, but it's plastic. It's something, I don't know what it is. Anyway, I did that. And, of course, my wounds were so deep, I could only put, you know, later about a fourth inch in, and it took me forever to fill up the little holes. And so I finally got it to the edge, and I sanded it. It looked pretty darn good, and so I painted it. And then I put the first coat on. I said, oh, this paint's kind of thin, so I put another coat on. So in the meantime, here comes all this pollen. from these giant oak trees and all this stuff that falls from the trees on my freshly painted wood. I started crying.
I started crying
because I didn't know what in the world to do about paint. I mean, that stuff just sucked it up like a sponge. And so, I mean, I didn't know what to do.
All right. Well, where are you now with the columns? Are you at a point where you need to replace them again? Are you trying to just figure out a fix?
Well, actually, what I did is I went back and I lightly sanded. I waited for a while and then I sanded it lightly and then I put another top coat on it. And I don't know. I still have little, I don't know what it is. It's not yellow pollen, but it's something, you know, it's kind of, it, my paint is bumpy. It's not nice like it should be after all that work.
Well, here's a couple of solutions. You do need to sand it if you want to get the surface nice and smooth again. That's truly the only thing that's going to get rid of the pollen that sort of embedded itself into that wet paint. Then once you get a nice smooth surface on that column again, what you want to try to do is, and I know it would be a pain in the butt, but it's going to be super duper duper helpful. If you can get some paint tarps, plastic, canvas, whatever, if there is a way to sort of build a tent in these tarps around, you know, the area to keep the pollen from sort of wafting in there while the paint is drying and while you're painting, you know, it'll be unsightly while the process is happening just because your beautiful front of your home will be draped in tarp. But it will actually help to keep the air circulating behind it to actually dry the column paint, but it will keep things from landing on it. So I would look into a way to do that. You know, they make all sorts of little prop poles and different things that work for tarps, but also, you know, a couple of good clips. Maybe you've got, you know, an overhang there or something that you can clip onto without damaging a gutter. So, you know, that really could do the trick. Now, fast forward to a couple of years down the road when you end up with such an amount of rot again, you might want to consider replacing the columns with an architectural composite column. Now, in a lot of cases, because your wood column is actually a support, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So what you might end up doing is they might replace that wood column, since you've done that before, they might replace the wood column with some sort of post that would be metal, that would be structural, and then there is an actual decorative wrap that looks exactly like the same type of fluted column or whatever type of column you might have that wraps around that support pole and then is a composite. So once it's painted and finished, you won't have to paint it again for a long, 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 long time because it's not made of an organic material. It's not going to take that moisture up that you're getting from the concrete, and it's going to simply clean up with, you know, soap and water. So, you know, keep that in mind for down the road. And they would do that, you know, column at a time and make them structural. So there are ways to get around it, but you're going to have to sand again.
I know. It didn't look too bad, but it didn't look too good either. But thank you so much. I'll try those tips, all right?
Beth, it sounds like you got your work cut out for you on that job. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Randy in Illinois is on the line with a kitchen cabinet question. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I recently purchased a home, and it had some all wood cabinets in the kitchen. And they're half bisque color, and they're half of a whiter color, depending on which part of the cabinet you look at. And I'm trying to figure out a way to get them back to either all one color or the lighter version.
What's the material that your cabinets are made out of?
I believe it's oak, but it could be pine.
Well, assuming that the oak is finished, one of the issues that you're going to have is that you can't really stain it and change the color. So you'd have to either paint it or you'd have to sand it down. Since most of those cabinets are covered with veneer, it makes it also difficult for you to be able to sand enough of that finish off to have it accept stain. So your resulting options would be to reface the cabinets, which is adding new veneer to it, or to paint the cabinets to get that consistent look.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You are listening to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finished. Download the Angie app today. And just ahead, now that we're approaching the warmer days of summer, one of the keys to avoiding excessive heat and staying safe in your home is to simply limit the amount of heat that gets into your house. We've got a few surprisingly easy ways to do just that, and we'll share those when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's facet and concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber, Fire, and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber, Fire, and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Do you have cracks or holes in your concrete sidewalk, driveway, or steps? Patch them up with Rock Patch. New from Deich Coatings, non-messy Rock Patch is made of pre-mixed polymer and stone formula. Just open the can, stir, and get started. Fill, level, and resurface your broken concrete areas quickly. Rock Patch dries rock hard and resists impact, moisture, hot tires, and salt. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey guys, do you have home improvement questions and don't know where to turn? Well, you can turn to us. We're here to help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream home. You can also follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Deb in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I've got some trouble with an area of grass right in the middle of my yard. It's probably 20 by 20.
The yard or the problem area?
The problem area is probably 20 by 20.
Okay, that's a big problem.
Yeah, and the lawn is pretty big, and it grows really good all the way around this area. And it'll grow maybe, you know, an inch or two, and then it kind of heads out. And never really gets green. We put extra water on it, and we fertilize it and aerate it just like the rest of the lawn, but it just doesn't look good, and seems funny that this would be just in one area.
Well, it could be, you know, that area, for whatever reason, has a different pH balance than the other parts of your lawn itself, and therefore that the seed that you're using is reacting differently to the soil than the other areas. So you might want to take a couple of soil samples from the problem area and have those tested. Sometimes the home centers sell little kits. Sometimes you might have to contact your local building department to find out who you can do that with. But you can have a soil test done pretty easily and inexpensively. And once you know exactly what's going on with the soil in this area, I mean, that could be, you know, enlightening to have this information, because you could be using the wrong seed. You could be using the wrong fertilizer. That will tell you exactly what type of fertilizer, when, how to water it. That's really the key here, and that should clear up a lot of this problem.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll sure give it a try.
Deb, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rick in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, yes, I have a question about a bedroom wall. I'll tell you real quick what I have. It's a cinder block wall, and on the outside of it is a stone facing, and then on the inside they just had furring strips and then plaster. So no insulation, and very cold in the winter. So what we're doing, we're tearing down the plaster. We're going to frame it out. We're going to put, I guess it's R19, I think it is, in there, and then drywall it. But my question is, we were talking about putting a thermal barrier onto the block itself, and I guess I have a couple of questions or concerns. A, is it going to be worth it? Is it going to raise the R value any? And B, there's not really going to be an air cavity. It's just going to be the thermal barrier on the wall, and then the insulation is going to be touching that. So I'm kind of afraid it's going to act more of a conductor.
Well, what you might want to think about using there is Tyvek.
On the inside.
Yeah, on the inside. It's vapor permeable. So I think it'll allow everything to breathe, but it'll keep some separation between the block and the frame. And by the way, you'd be wise to leave at least an inch there in between and not have it up against the block, because you really don't want to have an organic material like wood, and certainly not drywall, that close to a very damp source, which will be the concrete block, because concrete blocks are very hydroscopic. They suck up a lot of water, and especially in, you know, periods of bad weather. So you do want to have a bit of a space there. But I think that I would cover the block first with Tyvek, then I'd frame up against that. Now, another option to kind of kill two birds with one stone is consider spray foam insulation. If you did spray foam insulation, you could frame the wall, and then you could spray into the framing right up against the block wall, and then it would be cut flush with the wall, and you would put your drywall right on top of that. Now, spray foam has the advantage of being able to not only insulate but seal and draft proof at the same time. We recently added spray foam insulation to our entire home. Now, we have an existing home much like you, and, of course, it makes it difficult to get into the walls. But what we did was we put it in the box beams, which all the way around the sort of the perimeter of the basement and crawl space, and we added it to the attics. And just those areas, without even doing the walls, because we weren't opening the walls at this time, made a huge difference in the energy efficiency of the house. So I'm a big fan of Isonene, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, as a result of that experience.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about anything like that. I have to check into that. Do you know, well, I guess I'd have to look that up online or whatever if there's somebody around my area.
I'm sure that there will be. Isonene is a Canadian company, but they have dealers all across the country.
Now, if I didn't do that and I put the frame, the stud up to the block wall, you said to leave an inch. What would you recommend? How would you do that?
I would just simply frame the wall out away from the block.
Okay.
Don't attach the frame wall to the block wall, because I'll tell you, some of the worst cases of mold infestation we've seen is when you have wood framing attached to block walls and drywall, which is essentially mold food. In fact, one other thing you might want to consider is to not use drywall on that wall, but use something called Den's Armor, which is a fiberglass-faced drywall product. So without the paper face, you don't have food to feed the mold. Make sense?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, now that the hottest days of summer are just ahead, it's a good time to talk about how to avoid excessive heat and stay safe, stay cool, and comfortable in your home. Now, with temperatures like this, there are actually lots of things that you can do to limit the amount of heat getting into your house. So let's talk about a few. Now, step one, keep those blinds and curtains closed, especially on the south and west sides of your home. This is where you get the most direct sun. Now, another way to do this is to invest in smart window coverings. These are a lot less expensive than you might believe. They run off apps, and they can automatically go down and close the blinds during the hottest parts of the day. And if you keep those window coverings closed during the day, you're going to significantly reduce the amount of sunlight and heat that enters your home. And all the heat that you keep out is less that you have to pay to air condition. Speaking of air conditioning, adjust your thermostat. During summer, you can actually save up to 10% on your energy bills by turning your thermostat up 7 to 10 degrees from its normal settings for 8 hours a day. Ideally, of course, when you're away. You can do this manually, or you can set your smart thermostat up to do this automatically. Next, let's talk about protecting your power, because the inevitable power failures are going to happen, and you can avoid those by investing in a whole house generator to make sure you always have power, even in outages caused by extreme weather. Another option is reflective window films. These are pretty cool. I've had these on a vehicle that I owned once, and I found it amazing because, you know, in the summer, your car gets in the middle of a parking lot with no shade, gets like super hot. Well, that never happened to my car after I put these reflective window films on. They weren't tinted. They were almost perfectly clear, so it wasn't like, I was some sort of celebrity hiding behind the tint. And what they do is they actually parse out the UV rays from the light. So they don't reduce the light, but they reduce the heat, and they're very, very effective. Now, in a house, they also have the added benefit of keeping the furniture from fading, the carpets from fading, the artwork from fading, and so on. So because they're blocking that UV, it really makes a big difference. And then lastly, think about limiting the use of heat-generating appliances. We're talking about ovens, dryers, other appliances that create heat. You want to run those at night, not during the day. And if they're electric, another benefit to running them at night is sometimes in some areas of the country we have smart metering where you're charged less in off-peak hours the electricity that you're paying for. So lots of good reasons to think about when you're running those appliances. But all told, if you follow a few of these simple steps, you'll reduce the heat in your house and also reduce the cost of getting rid of that heat by paying for air conditioning.
John in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have these double doors, stormproof doors. They're made out of fiberglass, and they have a steel piece that goes down the middle, and the insulation has receded from where it's supposed to be, and I'd like to know where I would find the stuff to replace it with.
So these are metal storm doors, John?
No, they're fiberglass. The metal rod that goes down the middle, there's a metal piece that goes from top to bottom in the middle, and that has insulation in it, and it seems to have receded at the bottom of the door, at the top of the door.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's the astragal, which is the piece in between. And that piece of insulation typically will pull back at the upper corner and the lower corner of the door. You should be able to find maybe not that exact type of insulation, but one that's similar in a weather stripping supply center, so hardware store, home center. You should be able to find either rubber or a heavy felt weather stripping that could replace that original one that was part of the manufacturer, because sometimes with older doors like that, it's hard to get the exact part.
Right, and the doors have no labels or anything that tells me who the manufacturer was.
Yeah, I know. And that's the piece of weather stripping that typically does wear out first. So I would think about being creative. You're not going to be able to find the exact part, but you'll find something very similar that you should be able to make work.
All right, then. I think I can handle it, then.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, whether you have a green thumb or you need to hire out the job, sprucing up your landscaping is a great way to step up the outdoor space. We'll share tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan to deliver a beautiful exterior to your home when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We want you to look around your house right now because we know there's a project that you want to get done that maybe you just need a little encouragement or some tips to get started. And then pick up the phone or go to moneypit.com/ask and tell us your question because we are ready to help.
Okay, let's welcome Donna from North Carolina with some squeaking floors. What's going on?
We have a 13-year-old home in Raleigh, North Carolina, which was purchased as new construction. We have squeaky floors, wood floors, primarily in the kitchen in front of the sink. Originally, there were shims placed between the joists to even the floor after we moved in. But after a first frost, there were raised areas of flooring, particularly in the kitchen, and some of the shims were removed to even the floors once again. Currently, we're selling our house, and my concern is that when the purchaser employs a home inspector, that the squeaky floors would be so obvious that we would need to resolve the problem. And I wondered what you would suggest we do.
I was a home inspector for 20 years. And I've never, ever in those 20 years reported squeaky floors as a structural problem.
Okay.
So on that point, I don't think you have a lot to worry about unless you have somebody that really doesn't know what they're talking about. Sometimes if you get an inspector that is really underskilled, they will take the minute normal occurrences of a home and turn it into a major issue. But that's it. It is kind of annoying. And trying to figure out why it squeaks requires you understanding which part of that floor assembly is moving because it's evidence of movement. So if there's movement between the subfloor and the floor joists underneath, that could be one source. Or if there's movement between the finished hardwood floor and the subfloor and the floor joist, that's another type of movement. You can deal with all of this if you were to be able to identify where, from the top side, from the kitchen side, the floor joists are underneath that area that's loose. And then you can drive what's called a trim screw, which is about as wide as a finish nail, with proper prep, which means you have to pre-drill the floor. But you can drive a couple of those into the hardwood floor to kind of tie it all together. And once you do that, you'll find that you'll quiet it down quite a bit. And the size hole that you'll have to fill is no more than the width of a finish nail.
Okay. So the key is finding the joists, I would guess.
Floor joists. And there's a way to do that, too. And you can do that by measuring it out, or you could simply get a stud finder, a stud sensor. They have them today where they're good enough where they can actually see through 2-3 inches of building material and find the floor joists below with great precision. Stanley makes a number of very good quality and inexpensive stud sensors that can do that. But don't panic. A squeaky floor is pretty much typical. And it's not indicative of a structural issue. Right, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just more annoying. And I think one of the benefits of you saying, you know, you seem to have so much knowledge of the shims and what's going on there, it makes me feel like you have access to the things. So it should be fairly easy for you to get to the bottom of.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. It's encouraging.
Well, guys, whether you're updating or starting your yard from scratch again this spring and summer, you can get things growing in the right direction by making sure you have a landscape plan. Now, the biggest mistake homeowners make with landscaping is not having a clearly defined plans. Because for the best results, you want to approach your project like a pro and consider what the space will be used for and by whom. Then you want to prioritize your wish list. You want to weigh the needs against what you'd like to have. I always say there's that moment where you have to trade off what you have to have against what you'd like to have. And also, be honest about how much time you're willing to spend on maintenance, because even the best landscape plan is going to fail if you can't put in the upkeep time and the effort required to keep it looking great. And then finally, consider the budget, which has to include both your initial landscape investments and that ongoing maintenance, and make sure the landscape plan includes the practical, like the locations of water and power lines, the drainage patterns, and the view you're going to see from the indoors. If you consider those few simple things, you'll end up with a beautiful landscape that you can enjoy for many, many years to come.
Heading out west to Hawaii, where Gary has an electrical question. Aloha, Gary. How can we help you?
Aloha. Thank you guys very much. I have a situation in my bathroom where I actually want to take an existing wall light and I want to remove it. And then create a situation where I have a light on either side of the mirror. So I've got this one electrical feed coming out of the wall, and what I want to do is I want to kind of splice it so that I could take one wire off to the left and one wire off to the right of the mirror, and I'm trying to find out if there's a easy way to do that or if basically there's a kit that might help me do that, because I'm not a electrical genius here.
So because you're not an electrical genius, I don't want you to try this yourself, okay? But I will tell you that it's a fairly easy project, that any electrician could do this for you. Since you have power going to the one fixture, it's very easy to split that off into two separate fixtures and use the same switch that the other fixture was on. So it's a really simple project, but I don't want you doing it yourself, because if you want to tackle a plumbing project, you can get wet. If you want to tackle an electrical project, you could get dead. So we don't want you to try that yourself, all right? You got to use common sense.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate the advice. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We are broadcasting today from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, did you know that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated? And it's likely your home is as well. Spring's a good time to find out what you got and what you need. We'll tell you how to take on this project yourself when the Money Pit returns.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E-Deals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com.
That's DAICHCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Marion, Massachusetts is on the line with a Ridge Vent question. How can we help you today?
You know, my house is 70 years old, and time it needed to be reshingled. So the roofer explained now they use a Ridge Vent, and they open the center of the roof. And it was agreed, and I was happy with the shingles. But I do not like that Ridge Vent when I'm attic. It's like having an open window. Is there a way I can close that?
No, that is doing exactly what it's intended to do and exactly what it has to do, Mary. You know, we all grew up with homes that were grossly underventilated, but if your attic is ventilated perfectly, it should be the same temperature as the outside. It is not a conditioned space. It is unconditioned. So the heat is trapped at the floor level where you have insulation, but the ridge vent is designed to let air out of the attic where it's most likely to exit. So, for example, if your house is ventilated perfectly, the wind is going to blow over the roof. It's going to depressurize the ridge and pull air out of the attic from that space. It pulls out moisture in the wintertime. It pulls out heat in the summertime. And the other half of that are soffit vents at the overhang. These work together to properly ventilate a roof. So you've just never experienced a properly ventilated attic, but that is exactly what ridge vents are supposed to do, and I would not change them, because if you do, you're going to have a number of issues to crop up. Number one, you'll have moisture that will build up in the attic, and what that will do is make the insulation far less effective. If you add just 2% moisture to fiberglass insulation, it loses about a third of its resistance to heat loss. Secondly, in the summertime, you have excessive heat, which will make cooling the house that much more expensive. So I wouldn't do a thing.
Hmm. Okay, I was curious. I'm not thrilled with it, but I guess I have to live with it.
Nope. Get used to it. It's doing its job, Mary, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, did you know that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated, and it's very likely that your home is as well? That's why spring is a really good time to go up in the attic and find out how much insulation you actually have, because it's very likely that you're going to need more. Now, if you do need more, Atticat Expanding Blown-In Insulation is specially designed for your attic insulation project in new or existing homes. And it's a project you can do yourself. You can rent an Atticat machine at Lowe's, and if you buy 10 bags of insulation, the first 24 hours of the rental is free. Another reason to do this is because there's a new Inflation Reduction Act tax credit that's available in 2023. You can receive tax credits up to $1,200 annually based on qualifying insulation products that can be found at Lowe's. Now, the Atticat system is engineered specifically for insulating attics, and topping your attic with Owens Corning's Atticat system can save you 15 to 20% in energy costs. Now, if you go to Lowe's, there's an easy chart to tell you how many bags are needed per square foot. You just load the machine with the Atticat pink loose fill fiberglass insulation and go ahead and blow it on in. And here's an insider pro tip. Contractors tell us that setting up rulers or yardsticks in the coverage area can help you guide the coverage depth. So this way you're getting it nice and even, you're adding a warm pink blanket to the entire space, you start saving money and improving comfort from day one the project gets done.
Now we've got Frank on the line who's having an issue with paint on his siding. What's going on, Frank?
I pressure washed it, and it's all coming off. It's like no one ever primed it before or anything, and I don't know if they use paint or stain, and I'm not really sure what to go back with if you have priming. I don't know. I'm lost.
So we're talking about siding shingles here, not roofing shingles, correct?
Right, cedar shingles, white cedar shingles.
So the paint's coming off after you've power washed them, so you probably didn't have good adhesion to begin with.
Yeah, but paint is going to come off when you pressure wash. That's just how it goes.
Well, that's true, and well, depending on the veracity of the pressure washer, but also if paint wasn't applied well, if it wasn't primed properly, then it'll come off even that much more quicker. So what I would recommend you do is to get rid of any loose paint that's left behind. You're probably going to have to abrade those shingles, probably
brush them with a wire brush. Make sure you really get anything that's loose off of that. Then you're going to need to prime the entire shingle surface with an oil-based primer, because that's going to give you maximum adhesion. The primer, one of the qualities of the primer is that it really sticks to the substrate. And then after it's primed, then you can put a top coat of paint over that. But that's the process, and there's just no shortcutting it, especially if you've got adhesion problems with the paint that you've taken off. You can't put good paint over bad paint. You've got to get rid of all the bad paint, prime it properly, and then repaint it, and you'll be good to go, Frank.
Okay. I've had some people telling me that you could use stain.
Well, you could use stain as well, but only if all of the old paint is off. Otherwise, it's going to look, you know, pretty bad. Now, if you use stain, you still have to prime it. I've got cedar shingles on my home, and I primed it first and then used the solid color stain over that. And between the two of them, the last time I did it this way, it lasted about 15 or 17 years. So, but you got to prime it. No matter what you do, you got to prime it.
Okay, and an oil-based primer. Okay, thanks a lot.
You got it, Frank. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job done well. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, if you've got a home that needs a lot of work, it's not always easy to know which project to tackle first. We're going to share some insights next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
In many areas to its members. So I think that's the best way for you to get going on this project and make sure it comes out right.
All right. Now we've got a question here from Kat, who has a home with multiple large windows. She says they let in a ton of natural light, and we love it. However, with that light comes added heat. We've heard about the window film, and it claims to block the heat while allowing light through. Does it really work to reduce the heat without restricting the amount of light?
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty common problem. And the window film today is just amazing stuff. I mean, it can block very specific parts of the UV light that comes through, including the parts that generate heat. But remember, it's a two-way street. You know, those windows are going to be blocked from excessive heat in the summer, but you're also not going to have any sunlight warming you in the winter. I remember one time, Leslie, I don't know if you remember this, we had a question from a lady who was really upset because she had replaced all her windows, and she always was used to sitting in this one chair at her kitchen table, and now she's cold because she no longer felt the heat in the winter, the sun coming through. I'm like, well, that's kind of part
well,
of the job,
doing its job,
part of the deal. That's right, yeah. So just remember that. But in terms of blocking the light, no, the window films today, they're not just the dark ones that you used to see on streetcars, for example. These are coming in a wide variety of densities. They can be perfectly clear, have no blocking whatsoever. And I'll tell you what else they're good for, and that is to protect your furnishings, right, Les?
Oh, my goodness. It really does help a lot, because if you've got, you know, a nice piece of upholstered furniture sitting by a window and that sun is beating in all day, you're going to notice that certain sections of that sofa or furniture or whatever it is that gets subjected to that light all day is going to be a different shade, and there's really nothing you can do about it. The sun is bleaching out that fabric. So when you add these films or change the glass in your window, when you replace the window, you are definitely doing the service of protecting the furniture, which is a big investment. Your floors, the drapes, I mean, so much stuff gets bleached out. So there's benefits all around.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you on a beautiful spring weekend. At least we hope it's beautiful where you are, that you're inspired to take on projects both inside and outside your house. Because if you get stuck, if you need some help, if you want us to lend a hand, that's what we do. You can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis courting voters in the battleground state of Iowa today. Former President Trump was supposed to be in the Hawkeye state as well, but a tornado warning prompted the former president to cancel his outdoor rally. DeSantis flipped burgers at a congressman's annual picnic before taking the podium to tout his state's accomplishments.
We won up and down the state of Florida, urban, suburban, and rural, and brought a real tsunami just like they did in Iowa, where we were bringing in super majorities of our legislature. And now for the first time since the Civil War era, there is not one single solitary Democrat in statewide office in the Sunshine State. That's what you call winning.
DeSantis expected any day now to announce his 2024 presidential campaign. North Carolina's Democrat governor vetoed legislation that would have banned nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The veto came during a public rally earlier today where about 1,000 abortion rights activists and voters watched on a plaza in Raleigh as Roy Cooper affixed his veto stamp to the bill, which also places additional restrictions on physicians, abortion clinics, and the women seeking to kill their babies. The Title 42 immigration law expired this week, and Deputy Director of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli tells the Salem News Channel the problems at the southern border are just beginning.
This is an invasion, and the guns and military equipment are being financed for the drug cartels in Mexico by the invasion. They are now reportedly making more money from human trafficking than drug trafficking.
Cuccinelli says the problem lays squarely on the doorstep of President Biden and his open-door border policy. Israel and the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza agreeing to an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire ending 5 days of intense fighting. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Australian government's forecasting the nation's first balanced annual budget in 15 years.
The forecast comes with a warning that economic pressures such as inflation will push the country into deeper debt in future years. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has not said how big the surplus will be, but media reported a $2.7 billion surplus was expected. High prices for commodities, including iron ore, coal, and gas, plus income tax revenue, help deliver the surplus.
Jeremy House reports the government's budget plan for the upcoming fiscal year aims to ease financial hardships of the most needy without stoking stubbornly high inflation. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan left the High Court in Islamabad Friday after it granted him broad protection from arrest in multiple legal cases. Khan's protection for 2 weeks in connection to a graft charge. More at townhall.com. tragedy in Wisconsin.
Authorities say a middle school student waiting to board a school bus was struck and killed by a pickup that had swerved to avoid hitting the bus. Sauk County Sheriff's Office says the pickup's driver failed to stop in time and sideswiped the bus, striking the student Friday morning in the town of Excelsior. The child was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say no one on the bus was hurt, while the pickup driver did suffer minor injuries. Jason Walker reporting.
Virginia GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin signing an executive order directing state agencies to take 10 steps intended to bolster the fight against the fentanyl crisis. The order includes setting up a plan to use wastewater surveillance to keep tabs on drug use, as well as state and public safety officials and police being called to develop a strategic plan for law enforcement agencies for tackling problems, and more at townhall.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Owens Corning, Roof Max, Wagner Sprayers, and Aero Fastener. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. If you've been working around the house this week, this weekend, or you got some plans for taking on projects in the days and weeks ahead, but maybe you got a question, you don't know where to start, you got a problem to solve, well, that's what we do. We're here to help you create your dream house. So go ahead and give us a call with those questions, and we will get it done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, which you'll also find on every single page of moneypit.com. You get to record your question. It'll come right to us via voicemail, and we'll answer it on the next edition of the show. Coming up on today's show, spring is the new season for lots of things, and that includes painting. But new high-efficiency airless paint sprayers are going to make that project easier than ever. We'll explain how they work and help you cut painting time by a full third. Plus, we love seeing manufacturers that make tools easier to use, and Arrow Fastener has done that with a new line of corded, cordless, and manual multi-use tools that can handle a wide array of fasteners. This makes it quick and easy to complete a wide scope of simple home projects. You get to do more with less. We'll tell you all about that. And with home prices at an all-time high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed on. Or is it? We're going to share the pros and the cons of that approach. But first, do you need help with a reno, repair, a decor project? We share expert tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. So reach out to us with your questions. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it.
Leslie, who's first?
Tim in New York is having an issue with the tub. What's going on in your bathroom?
So my wife and I moved into our home 2 years ago, and the previous homeowners recently redid the bathroom. It's very nice, but unfortunately the bathtub has two cracks in it. I recently had a bathtub fitter come in and take a look at it. They can't do it because they don't have the mold for it, and they would have to cover up the tile anyway. So my question is there an easy fix? And even if I had to replace a tub, do I have to take out tile to do so?
Well, you have to take out probably the first couple of rows of tile. It depends on how difficult it is to get the tub in and out of that space. It's a pretty big job. I mean, it might be that it's just not worth trying to save the tile. This is the time when you might just want to think about whether or not you could just renovate the entire bathroom, because frankly, by the time you get that tub out, you're going to be taking so many of the other fixtures out of the way to kind of get the tub in and out. You might end up doing that anyway, Tim. The bathtub is the first thing that goes into a bathroom, and everything else works around it or fits around it. And I think the bath fitter idea was a good one, but if they can't do it, they can't do it.
Yeah. I looked up online, and, you know, they have these epoxies that fix cracks. I don't think it's going to work or be a permanent fix. Do you have any knowledge on that?
That's true. I would agree with that. It's very difficult to repair a crack or a chip in a tub. Is it a fiberglass tub?
It is. It's a fiberglass tub.
So, I mean, look, you know, they repair fiberglass boats, right? Or fiberglass cars. So you can use, right from an auto body shop, you can use fiberglass repair compound to fix this. It's not going to be pretty, right? I mean, like a Bondo product or something like that. It's going to be obvious, but if you want to buy yourself some time and use the tub for a while, you could do that. You know, I had a shower stall once where the fiberglass pan cracked, and I repaired that with fiberglass and Bondo just by basically applying the fiberglass in a couple of layers and then putting the compound over top of that. And you could see it, but it didn't leak after I fixed it.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll look into that. You know, the bathroom is so new that I don't want to rip out. Well,
I know. I hear you. It hurts. And, you know, it may be very well that the tub was put in incorrectly, because when you put in fiberglass tubs, you're supposed to put a solid fill under them. Usually you'll put like a loose mix of mortar mix underneath it, because it basically gives you something solid to step into, because the tub has some flex.
Yeah. I don't think they did that, because you could actually feel the tub moving underneath my feet.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sounds like it wasn't put in right.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. That was very helpful.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Teresa in Tennessee is on the line with a decking question. How can we help you?
We just finished redecking our deck outside with treated lumber. And we were going to stain it, so I was very happy, you know, going and trying to pick out my color. And I was told that we're supposed to wait about a year to stain it. Is that true?
It's brand-new pressure-treated lumber?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so there's a formulation that they use to create the lumber to be more weather-resistant, which is basically saturating that wood with whatever that mixture is that makes that wood durable. So in doing so, you're dealing with, you know, some very green, very wet wood. So if you were to apply a stain at this point, it would kind of just float on the top and not really saturate into the wood. And you'd end up with like a strange finished product, and it also would not last at all. So what they recommend from pressure treated is a season, 6 months. It's got to be dry. It's got to dry out. And once it does dry, then you're able to apply the finish, and it will saturate whatever the stain is, saturate into the grain of the lumber itself, and therefore stay for a much longer period of time.
Oh, okay then.
And the type of woods will depend on what that aging time is.
Oh, okay. So 6 months, not a year.
Right. It's generally a season, Tom, right?
Yeah. I mean, It is going to end up being a year, but I would, if it's brand new now, I would go through a full summer with it, and then, you know, when next spring comes around, you could think about applying some solid color stain then.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for answering my question.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, are you ready to pick up a paintbrush? Well, how about a paint sprayer? I'm going to tell you how these new high-tech airless paint sprayers make it easier and faster than ever to get your paint projects done when the Money Pit returns.
I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paper patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Luke in Kansas, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We recently just bought a limestone house, and the previous owners had completely remodeled everything, and, you know, with new plumbing, new electrical, you know, new windows, new, pretty much new everything. The only thing that they didn't do to this house was the heating and air conditioning unit. And the unique thing about this house is the upstairs and the downstairs are both heated and cooled with two different units. The upstairs unit is a 84 model, and the downstairs unit is a 93 model. And what I'm wanting to do is I'm wanting to take those completely out and, you know, kind of make it more efficient, but I don't know really what to do or where to go or how. You know, what should I do?
Okay, so first of all, when you say more efficient, you want to remove these heating systems now and make it a single zone? Is that what you want to do?
You know, since each of the floors are individually heated and cooled, I didn't know whether I should take those completely out and, you know, put two brand new heating and cooling units in, or if I should try to make the whole house, you know, just
yeah,
one
no,
unit.
Yeah, no, you should definitely leave the two zone because it actually is a much more desirable way and, frankly, a more efficient way because typically when you have one heating system, you know, it's always like the upstairs is a little warmer than you want it to be or the downstairs is a little colder than you want it to be. I mean, never, even if it's reasonably well balanced, you still get these inconsistencies based on weather conditions and wind. Having two zones, having two separate pieces of equipment running this is definitely the way to go. Now, I'm sorry, did you say this was forced air, gas fired? Is that what it is or what kind of
no,
fuel?
No, this central heat and air. Central heat and air for both.
No, I understand that, but what's your fuel? Is it electric heat? Is it gas heat?
Natural gas.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So you have two compressors. You have two furnaces. If you want to update those, certainly go ahead and do that. Make sure you're putting in high-efficiency Energy Star qualified units. And, you know, you don't have to do them both at the same time. You might want to do that 84 unit first, from 1984 first, okay?
Okay. The other question is do I need to change any of the ductwork for that?
Nope, probably not. No, what you have to change is you have to change the outside compressor and the inside furnace and the evaporator coil, which is attached to it at the same time, because when it comes to air conditioning, the evaporator coil has to match the compressor outside.
Okay.
So if it doesn't match, then it's not going to be as efficient.
What kind of efficient? Should I go like a 90%, 95%?
I would say to get the most efficiency you can afford, but remember that, you know, if you're going to be there a short term, you may never get the payback on it. If you're going to be there long term, chances are you might. So you have to really identify what the most important, you know, outcome of this is. You know, if you're in a house that's going to be there for 5 years because you're expecting to move or to transfer or whatever, I probably, frankly, wouldn't put in the very most expensive unit because I'm never going to get the payback on that. But if it's something where this is the house that I'm going to be in for the next 20-plus years, then maybe I would. So make the determination, but just keep those numbers in mind.
Okay, and what about thermostats? There's digital thermostats right now, but should I just, since I'm replacing everything, should I just go ahead and replace the thermostats too?
Not that you have to replace that as a control mechanism, but there's so many advantages to new thermostats today. You know, they're Wi-Fi enabled, and so you can operate them kind of as a remote control, whether you're sitting on the couch or you're away, you know, driving home from work. You can have thermostats that are geofenced today, which means you choose the perfect temperature setting for when you get in that house. And as you're approaching your house because you're out on an errand or coming home from work, and you could set it so that, hey, when I get 10 miles from my house, I want the heat to be this or I want the air conditioning to be that, so that when you walk in the door, it's perfect. I mean, it's pretty cool what you can do with thermostats today. So I think if you're going to go for it and replace these heating systems, I would definitely replace my thermostats at the same time.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate
You're welcome.
That.
Good luck.
That gives me a good idea of where I need to start now. So.
Perfect. Well, we're glad we could help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, do you have a big paint project in mind this spring, like maybe painting a deck, a fence, or even the exterior of your house? Well, as challenging as that size job may sound, it's actually much easier to accomplish thanks to the new high-efficiency paint sprayers that are out from Wagner. Now, these paint sprayers feature high-efficiency airless technology, and that produces up to 55% less overspray, so no wasted paint. They also output a very high-quality finish with better control, and the job goes quickly because the paint actually goes down 3 times faster than if you were to try to do it with a roller. Now, these Wagner sprayers are easy to use, and they're really perfect for DIYers who are just learning about airless spraying. You can save money by taking on big projects yourself instead of hiring a contractor, and using a sprayer also does a much better job than a brush on uneven surfaces, like a fence, for example, a project I recently completed. Now, the Wagner Control Pro sprayers come in several models, but I chose the Control Pro 170 because it pulls paint or stain directly from a 1 or 5 gallon bucket, which is especially useful for large projects like a long fence. And in my case, My fence was board on board, and 5 gallons was just what I needed, and I also didn't have to stop to restock the paint. And because it's a sprayer, I was able to get into all those nooks and crannies between the boards, which I never would have been able to done as successfully with a brush or a roller. To find the right Wagner sprayer for your project, just go to WagnerSprayTech.com, WagnerSprayTech.com.
Lucy in Kansas needs some help cleaning some lawn furniture. How can we help you?
We left our lawn furniture out of doors all winter long, and it is covered with a film of just grime accumulated from the weather. We have a combination. Some of it is plastic, some of it is metal furniture, and there's some fiberglass. What can we use on that?
All right, well, everything is going to kind of be a different approach. Now, for the fiberglass, you know, you can really just use a basic cleanser with a, you know, a mild abrasive brush, and you just want to brush on some cleanser, clean it up like soapy water. That should do the trick. You can even use dry erasers on them to see what it is on there. For the wood, you're going to want to also use like a soapy cleanser with some water. You want to gently use a pressure washer if you need to, but you also want to make sure that once that's all done, that depending on what the wood is it painted, is it stained, is it natural, you might have to reapply whatever that finish is. Judy in Iowa is on the line with an electrical question. Tell us about what's going on at your place.
My electricity gives me wonder. It's so far so good. Our house is old. It was built in the late 1920s, and we love it there. It's a big old farmhouse, but it's got knob and tube wiring in it, and the electrician said that was there, that I'm not sure he's a full-fledged electrician, but he said that it was okay. And he said, just don't mess with it and it'll be all right. But I just get nervous in the summer when we have the air conditioner on. Every once in a while, the lights seem to go dimmer when the air turns on. So I'm just wondering if we should stick with what we have, or is that a danger? Do I need to switch, or do we need to change it over to something else, or what?
So knob and tube wiring is the very first centrally wired type of house wiring that was available. And it's called knob and tube because there are ceramic knobs, like little, they look like almost like drawer pulls, and they're attached to the side of the structure. So that might be, for example, the rafters or the ceiling joists. And then the wires are stretched from knob to knob to knob, and where it goes through a joist, there's a ceramic tube that's inserted in it, and that's why it's called knob and tube. Now, knob and tube wiring, the biggest issue with it is it's not grounded, nor is it groundable. So it's unsafe from a user perspective. But even more important, you know, that wiring was done like in the 1930s, and it's pretty much falling apart today. Very often you'll see the rubber insulation just break and fall off and crumble. And in addition to that, the reason that the wires are strung off the beam is because they have to be air-cooled. And so guess what happens when you put insulation over that? It's no longer air-cooled, so it gets even hotter. So I think that knob and tube wiring is unsafe and should be disabled no matter what else is going on with your air conditioning. Now, as to the air conditioning issue, that may or may not have something to do with the knob and tube. Whenever you turn on an appliance with a big compressor, it happens often with refrigerators or air conditioners, if the circuit that you're on there happens to be, you know, somewhat close to the lighting circuit, that's the place you usually see it. That kind of thing happens all the time, but unless you have lights on, you don't physically notice it. But, you know, it's not uncommon, for example, in a kitchen to see the lights dim once in a while in an older house whenever the refrigerator kicks on, because nowadays we put those all in separate circuits. But when they share a circuit, well, then you're often going to see that kind of effect. So my advice would be to replace the knob and tube wiring. Now, you can simply disable it and leave it in place. You don't have to take it out, but you want to replace it as much as you possibly can. I'd love to see it replaced throughout the entire house. I know that sometimes that's difficult, but it's certainly worth it, and it would be a lot safer if you did.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was always wondering, and my husband says I think it's fine, and I'm a little nervous.
I think your instincts are correct here, and I think you should take it out. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, we've got new tools that make it easy to complete simple home projects. We'll tell you all about those when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retail. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, one thing we love about our industry is how manufacturers continue to improve and refine tools to improve their function and ease of use for the users. And a great example of that is the new line of multi-tools developed by Arrow Fastener. So with us to talk about that is Bill Sokol, good friend of the Money Pit and VP of Marketing. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Great to be back.
Hey, so Bill, Arrow exists to empower DIYers. You help us tackle and complete home projects, get them done quick, get them done cleanly, and get them done with lots of pride. You guys have been doing that now for over 80 years. I just love the backstory of your company because you've been at this since, was it 1929?
1929, absolutely right.
So talk about that. What was the first product that came off the line?
Well, we actually started in the staple business. The founder of the company, Morris Abrams, was a staple salesman in New York City, believe it or not. He would sell staples to offices in Manhattan, and that's really how he got his start. He moved from staples into manufacturing staple guns and started out with desktop staplers, actually, and then moved into the heavy-duty kind of staplers that we know today.
Yeah, and you guys are best known for your T-50 staple gun, which I think over its lifetime you've sold, what, like 50 million of them?
Absolutely. We still make over a million a year.
So you guys have just introduced a new family of multi-tools. And talking about, in my introduction, about tools that do different projects, so you need fewer tools and you get more done, you've got the T501, the ET501F, and the ET501C, which, of course, means little to our audience. So let's talk about what those all do. I know one is corded, one is cordless, and one is manual, depending on what preferences you have. And they all do some different things. They handle a wide variety of fasteners, right?
Yeah, they do. Tom, you know, for years, staple guns have had kind of a single purpose. They fired only one kind of fastener. And you still see that today in all kinds of fastening tools, all the way from a manual staple gun on up to like a professional roofing nailer. Most of these tools are designed to fire only one specific type of fastener, although, you know, they'll often do it in different lengths. Now, that's fine for the pro who's got a truck full of tools that he uses every day, but for the average homeowner, this has meant that you have to buy and own several different tools that do different things around the house. One of the trends in tool design in our business over the last few years has been designing tools that can do more than one thing. So this really increases the flexibility of the tool, provides homeowners with a wide range of options for what they can do. And this new family of tools, the 501 series, does exactly that. They can fire five different types of fasteners, three staples and two brad nails in multiple lengths. And the series is available in a manual design, an AC corded design, and also a DC cordless design. So there's an option for everybody. And it's really a great solution for a homeowner who wants to do a lot of different things around the house but doesn't want to have, you know, an entire workshop full of these things.
Yeah, and I think it's so great because the tool is suited to so many different fasteners. So if you're doing something that's more of like a crafting project or upholstery or anything with woodworking, you're looking for a traditional staple. But if you're looking for something that's like, you know, maybe a cable with all your holiday decor or something with garland that you're trying to put up around a window, you definitely want that curvature, so more of a crown staple. And it's great because you can do all of this with the same tool.
It does indeed. So it'll fire our classic T50 staple, the heavy-duty staple that's really good for everything. It'll fire a light-duty JT21 size staple, which is great for temporary installations, holiday decorations, and things like that that you want to remove and you don't want as big a hole in the wood or, you know, wherever you're stapling. It'll fire the round crown staples, which, as you mentioned, are perfect for wiring applications. So if you're doing something like thermostat wiring or garage door openers or any kind of low voltage applications, those are great. And then there's two kinds of brad nails it fires. It'll fire a 5/8 inch standard brad for light duty trim work, or it's great for this flat pack furniture assembly when you buy stuff at IKEA, for example. They give you these little brads that are really a pain to try to hammer into the back of a cabinet or something like that. This tool makes really short work of that. It'll also fire a pin nail, which is something new for us. So if you want to put a nail in that you don't can't really see that'll go below the surface, the pin nail is a really nice option.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is we've seen, you know, continually this development of cordless tools and what their capabilities are and how long their batteries run for. And I think what's so interesting is I think on a single charge you're saying we can get 1,000 fasteners fired. I can't even imagine using 1,000 fasteners on a project, let alone during one charge. So you can really get a lot done.
No, it's really great that way. 1,000 is a lot of staples or brass to be able to fire at one time. And the cordless option, of course, is really convenient. It frees you up to work anywhere. So if you got to go out in the yard to do something and you don't want to run 100 feet of extension cord out there, it's really good. You can keep it in a truck or a car. You can use it in a variety of places where you don't have a ready power source available.
We're talking to Bill Sokol. He's the Vice President of Marketing for Arrow Fastener about the new line of multi-tools that's out. One tool that handles a variety of fasteners, and it's available in corded, cordless, and manual versions. You know, Bill, I've been watching your site over the last year or two and noticed that you guys have started to sell a lot of blades for oscillating tools. And I got to tell you, I recently did a remodeling project in a 1906 house, and my oscillating tool was like my favorite tool for, I don't care if I'm doing plumbing or trim work, I found uses for the oscillating tool because it's just so darn convenient to use that blade to get in those tight spaces. How are the blades doing for the company?
The blades are doing really well. You know, the blade business has been kind of stuck for a long time in that there's been just a handful of manufacturers with big names, and the blades have been pretty expensive. You know, if you've used this for demo work or working around your house, that you basically use them up and you toss them out. They're a consumable item. So we've been able to engineer a really high-quality blade at a price that really fits most people's pocketbooks a lot better than what's been out there. So what we're hearing from pros and from homeowners alike is that it's a really good value. It performs extraordinarily well, and you don't break the bank when you're buying a blade.
Continuous innovation, always a good value, the products of Arrow Fastener. Bill, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit once again, filling us in on the new products. Those multi-tools, by the way, are available right now. They are in stock on Amazon. And you can also visit arrowfastener.com to learn more. That's arrowfastener.com. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie. It's been great.
Just ahead, with home buying prices still high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. Or is it? We'll share the pros and cons of that approach when the Money Pit returns. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit homedepot.com or lowes.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Fix your cement cracks, chips, and holes with Rock Patch from Deich Coatings. Made of a pre-mixed polymer and stone formula, Rock Patch quickly and easily fills and levels out cosmetic concrete surface flaws. Just open the can, stir, and get started. There's no messy or dusty mixing involved. Rock Patch dries rock hard and can be sealed so you can quickly start a new finishing project. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get your home projects not just done, but done well. And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing or roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodels. You can download the Angie app today to get started. Well, with home prices still up there, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. It's not a bad way to get a potential price break, but there are a lot of pros and cons to consider before you take that plunge. First up, let's talk about the pros. Obviously, lower cost. The big advantage of buying a home in foreclosure is the price. Because they're being sold under duress, foreclosed homes are typically less expensive than comparable homes in the same area. The sellers are also motivated, usually banks or mortgage companies. They don't want to own foreclosed properties. It's not their business. They want to move them quickly, and some lenders will spend a little bit of money beautifying the property to make those repairs. And it can give you a good chance to build equity quickly. If you're buying a cheaper home that needs renovation, you have a chance to increase your equity when it's fixed up. There are also loans available that will give you enough money to buy the home and rehab the property. They're called the FHA 203K mortgages. Look into those to get a little bit of money to help you with that fix-up. But now let's talk about the cons, because there's a bunch of them. First of all, it's being sold generally as is. If you buy a house at foreclosure, that means you're buying the house as is. All the warts, all the defects, everything. You own it. And some foreclosed homes have severe structural issues or code violations that could cost you thousands to fix. Also remember that homeowners being evicted may have abused the home or not paid for needed repairs. It just got worse and worse and worse. And very often, utilities will not even be on when you try to have it inspected. I've been in this position as a home inspector. It's extremely difficult to determine the condition of mechanical systems when you don't have gas, you don't have electricity, you know, you can't check the lighting. It's a lot of risks there, so you want to make sure that those utilities are turned on. Even if the bank's having a hard time getting rid of the property, they very well may turn them on. I've also seen that happen as well. And lastly, the home that's in foreclosure, actually, it may not go up for sale because sometimes they stay in foreclosures for years. You got to be following those sales all the time so you catch the opportunity to buy it when it actually is ready to go. But if you can adjust your strategy and you can adjust your expectations, buying a foreclosed home can still be a good deal. For more tips, check out Is It Bad to Buy a Foreclosed Home? That's the name of the post with all of the tips on MoneyPit.com.
All right, heading up north to Canada, where Dave in Ontario needs help with a garage door. What can we do for you?
I've got the old wooden garage door, and over top of it's the wooden framework. And the paint was all bulging, so we kind of tapped at it. It looks like the whole thing's dry rotted. So I'm not sure if I'm opening a whole Pandora's box and I'm not going to be able to have to tear the whole garage down. But it looks like I've got to replace the header in it. Now, it's a cement block garage, so I don't know how involved this is going to be.
So it's just a header over the garage door. Was there a leak above it?
The roof was done a year and a half ago, so, and not, again, it's not an attached, it's a detached garage. So if it was leaking, I'm not real sure whether it was long-term.
But you're not. It's definitely not leaking now?
No. No, everything's dry in there now.
And is the roof rafters resting on that header?
Yes. It's a four-sided, so I guess they'd call that a cottage.
What you're probably going to have to do is you're probably going to have to build a temporary wall to hold up the roof rafters while you disassemble the header. And you do that like okay. Right inside the garage door. You basically build kind of a fake wall right up to the underside of those rafters to support them between the garage floor and the underside of the rafters while you do the disassembly and replacement of the header. Then once it's all okay. Put back together, then you can disassemble that temporary wall, and then the weight will be transferred back onto the new header. So that's the process.
Would I be jacking that up, taking a little bit of pressure off of it?
I wouldn't jack it up, but just make it snug. It probably won't move at all.
Okay. So this is something I could probably handle myself, or should I be getting a contractor in?
Well, if you're pretty experienced, yes, but it's also the kind of thing that you might need to have a pro help you with if you've not done it every day, because you don't want to mess this up. If you get something wrong, then you could cause some structural problems that are going to be pretty concerning.
Yep, very good. That gets me pointed in the right direction.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today.
Well, now that the weather has warmed up and the days are longer, let your home's interior reflect what's going on outside. I'm going to share some tips after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? We are here to share expert tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Stan heard our podcast about raised garden beds and asked some good questions. All right, Stan says, why would you want to raise the garden above otherwise good soil? Potting soil can be expensive. Should I be mixing it 50-50 with sand? And if I use pressure-treated wood to frame the raised garden, is there any danger that that lumber will leak chemicals into the veggies? Those are a lot of good questions.
A lot of good questions. So, first off, Stan, the raised garden beds are a really nice way to sort of set off a garden from the rest of the yard. Some people also like to add a roof with wire mesh to keep out wildlife, so you have some options there. And, yeah, potting soil would be expensive, but that's why we recommend garden soil or even specific raised garden bed soil. It's available and is a lot less than just doing it all with potting mix. And as for your concern about pressure-treated lumber, totally understand it, but it's not as much of an issue anymore because the treatment processes were updated over a decade ago. But if you're concerned, a simple solution is just to line the planter with plastic sheeting. But I really don't think it's much of an issue. And you know what? Those garden beds are a really nice way to get started on a garden around your house. And if you've got kids, boy, they love the garden beds because it's a lot less work starting from scratch.
Yeah, and you know what? It puts them at a good height for the kids, too, because they're kind of like right in a space where they can reach and help. It's fun because it's right there where everybody can access it.
Well, now that the weather has warmed up and the days are longer, let your home's interior reflect what's happening outside. Leslie has some tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, time to refresh that inside space before the cold weather comes back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when it's colder out, I always like to layer things on the inside that feel cozy and warm and darker because I want to feel all warmed up inside my house. But now that it's summertime, or at least getting to be summertime, I want to bring that outdoors in. I want to feel everything in the house be fresh and light and airy. I really want it to feel beachy and summery. So why don't we start with the items that we use on a daily basis? Go ahead, change out those heavy, dark-toned winter linens, the bedding, the towels. Put those away for the season and swap out for ones that are lighter weight, softer in color, things that sort of have that gauzy, summery feel to it. Even colors and tones of taupes and beiges and grays and light blues, things that just make you feel like you're at the beach. Now, even your draperies, you can make those more seasonally appropriate. You could even go without draperies for the summer season just to let more light in, or go with something that feels more gauzy, that has like a nice breezy feel to it, something that's going to move around in the open air, or even swap out a fabric shade for a bamboo one or a natural one to give you that same beachy feel. And it's super easy, especially if you find ones with the same mounting hardware. Go to the same manufacturer. You should be able to just find ones that will interchange with the hardware that is existing to your current shade. And finally, throw pillows, area rugs. You can swap those out as well for summery colors, summer textures. You want that beachy frame of mind. I mean, my goodness, I don't live on the water. I'm not far from it, about a 20-minute drive, but I do love to feel like I'm sort of in that escaped vacation mode when I'm in my house. And you can do it by swapping out some of the things that you've already got in home. And once you do it once, if you don't have it now, you'll kind of store things away and you'll be able to just swap stuff out every season. So don't be afraid to add to your collection.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, are you looking for a good deal and a fixer-upper, but maybe you're concerned you won't have the money to make the needed repairs? Well, a popular HUD mortgage program will lend you both the funds to buy the house and what you need to fix it up. We'll share details on this very handy approach on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
A moment in history by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she's made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.